6G, monitor.
6Z, good morning.
KK4NXC, was that correct? It was KE4OGG, Kilo Echo 4, Oscar Golf Golf. Ray on this end.
Mike, on this end, that's KK4 November X-ray Echo.
November X-ray Echo, got it. Well, I'm sure I'm not sitting that far. Well, actually sitting maybe about 30 feet away from one of our fire trucks and the diesel engine's a little bit noisy right now.
On that, where are you, what part of the area are you located at?
Now I'm between Clemson and Seneca. And a wreck out here off 123. And we're waiting on a bigger wrecker to come in so they can pick a vehicle straight up and over a guardrail. So we're trying to keep the residents of this one place from rioting since there's a bunch of students that live down there and they can't get home or they can't get out.
That predicament. I'm up here in Dacusville, headed to the south side of Greenville for work.
My sister lives in Dacusville. My mother lives down, and I grew up down between Mobile and the workplace.
That it is a ride. I actually live at the bottom of Table Rock, and so it's about a 50-minute ride into work. It's not too bad. I mean, all my working days in South Carolina, I've had to drive about that far anyway, so I'm used to it, and I like the scenery on the way home.
Yeah, that's the way it was before I retired up at Duke. I'd drive up and around the lake to and from work. The worst part was when they kept changing rules and the security and stuff and kept making us park further and further from the plant so that where we used to be have a 15-minute ride and a 5-minute walk and wound up right now, it's about a 20-minute ride, not counting going through security, so you're looking at 30 minutes there, then you got another 30 minutes of hiking uphill into the plant. I'm glad I retired when I did before they really changed the rules. Well, that took a short commute and turned it into a nightmare over the years.
Wow. I'm surprised that they were able to get people to do that.
See, gradually, and with what they were paying you, they just kept moving you further and further out and said, well, we got buses, which you had to catch one when it got there, and it was not a thing that I do. I think I rode one of their buses one time in all 38 years I was there.
On board with a bunch of angry people.
But like I said, I retired out of there and got away from that, just doing all the volunteer stuff now. And like I said, we've been out here since a little bit after 3, trying to get everything sorted out. And the guys that were here did all they could do with their records. Now we're having to wait on one that's actually coming from over not too far from where I live in Seneca to get down here, and I don't know what's keeping them. They got to literally pick the vehicle up and over a guardrail now to get it off of us where it's stuck. New lumber from being relaxed really good before the accident happened. That's probably the reason. Well, that is the reason the accident happened.
Volunteering for?
It's Corinth Shiloh. It's over here in Oconee County. You work out down in South Greenville area?
A company called ATEC Services. It's a tractor, trailer repair, RV repair shop. And it is located across from Baker's Metal. We're in the old J.P. Stevens building behind what used to be Gant Fire Department. Gant has moved about a quarter mile down the road. They built a new facility.
They had expanded a lot over the last few years. That side of town definitely moved up as far as in the population and stuff over the years.
Nice place.
Last time I saw it, it looked good. But when I was living over there and driving buses and school buses and stuff up through part of their area, They were like the red-headed stepchildren in Greenville County, and they've definitely moved up a notch on their ladder for sure.
What's your work time?
Well, I need to move my vehicle so I can get this wrecker in here. let me get hop off here for a minute, and I'll be right back in. Yeah, I don't have to go to work, thank goodness. Like I said, it's all volunteer. And I retired about 3 years ago, so I just got to go home and try to recover from not being home and in bed all night long. Sometimes that takes longer than work did. I'll be back in a couple seconds. Like I said, I got to help make sure we get this truck in here. It's K4OGG.
KK4NXC.
CK4OGG. I made it back.
Well, good. Now, are you talking about volunteering? Are you, like, on call or something? Or do you have a set schedule?
Schedule and on call, basically. When I'm in the area, I'm on call.
Shabby.
Now, usually it's not too bad, but tonight is go home, sleep for a minute, and then get back up and go again. Hang on just a second. I'll be right back. It's K4OGG. I need to hop out and go see if we need to help assist these guys with the wrecker. I'll be back in here in a couple of minutes. It's K4OGG.
All right, we'll be here. KK4NXC.
OGG Portable.
Sure, I can reach over there, Portable, but had to hop out of my truck to come down, back down to where all the activity and fun taking place over there. You still on your way to work, I believe.
About another 8 minutes worth of travel time. You're coming in okay. You got a little bit of white noise in there with you, but I can still hear you good.